Good morning, class.
Good morning, Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Spiritual things are real, just as real as a natural thing. Just like your body has to be fed or it'll grow weak, your spirit has to be fed or it'll grow weak. And you don't believe God, faith is not of the intellect. You don't believe with your brain, with your mind. The scripture says you believe with your heart. And it's a choice, not based on how well you understand something. It's simply a choice. And so when people say, well, I'm sorry, I just can't believe that, that's an untrue statement. You can believe anything. All you got to do is look around. People believe some bizarre stuff, right, that is absolutely ridiculous and unreasonable. You can believe anything you choose to believe. That's the nature of what faith is. It's simply a choice to trust. Trust what you're hearing. Trust what someone is telling you. Well, you should not trust everything you hear and see. You should be very cautious. But when it comes to God, you can trust every word. Hallelujah. Even if you don't understand it at all, if He said it, it's true. It's right. It's good. In a world full of uncertainty, it's wonderful to have the solid rock. Hallelujah. That you can build your life on. So let's receive more of that today. Father, all of us do. We agree as touching this. We ask for utterance, anointing, direction, help, grace. Just the words from You that are truth, eternal truth that makes us free. We ask You for it. We thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've been for weeks now in our series that we're calling Faith for Provision. And as we've said before, faith has to be fed in each area. If you've never heard about God's will for the material financial realm of your life, you wouldn't have any faith, because faith comes by hearing. And if you've heard a bunch of mixed up stuff from people, men and women, about it, hearing the right thing can cause faith to come. Hearing the wrong thing can cause faith to leave. Again, it's just what you choose to believe. But around here, we're big on the Bible.
Yes. Amen.
Huh? I mean, it starts and ends, yes, right with us, with the Bible, which takes it completely out of the realm of what you think, or I think, our current opinion. No, Jesus, was attacked, tempted of the enemy 40 days and 40 nights, as recorded in the gospel accounts. And the way He overcame and the way He had complete victory and walked out of there, not failing or falling on any point, and came out in the power of the Spirit. Tell me, how did He do it? Anybody remember how He did it? It is written. Huh? It is written. It is also written, right? It is written. Well, if that's how He did it, that's how we should do it. But what if you have not a clue of what is written? Then you're in trouble, right? You are exposed. You're vulnerable. You don't know what's right and what's not right. So I'm so glad that you're here with us in Faith School, because if you're lacking in that area, you're at the right place, because we're going to give you some word. And nobody, I don't care if you've been walking with the Lord for 75 years, you have not arrived. You need more. We all need more. So let's get it together. Amen. Receive it together, I'm saying. So look with me again in Deuteronomy the 28th chapter. We're down to reason number 17 and reason number 18 in our studies about the covenants of God. And number 17 was the covenant blessing, the blessing of the covenant. And then, now we're talking number 18 about being redeemed from the curse. Specifically, what Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we talked about how that God is a covenant God. He made covenant with Noah, with Abraham, with the whole nation of Israel by the hand of Moses. And you and I today are in the new covenant with Jesus. And God has always been, always will be, covenant God. Why are we told in the New Testament that we're redeemed from the curse of the law? Should that matter to us? And what does it mean? Why should we be thinking about it in the New Testament? And that we now have the blessing of Abraham, those of us who have no direct physical link to Abraham. We might have been, 10th generation heathen, right? Most of us are so mixed up, we don't really know what we are. But these days, our lineage is easy to keep up with. I am born of God, right? He's my father, and Jesus is my brother, and I'm joint heir with him. Well, man, that's the only family that really matters. I mean, and then everybody else that's born again is your brother, your sister, regardless of where they came from. So we're in covenant today. And the Bible says our covenant is a better covenant established on better promises. We got a better mediator, and that mediator is Christ. It's Him. He's the mediator of the new covenant. And so in order to not let the enemy take advantage of you because of ignorance, if you don't know you're redeemed from the curse, the enemy will try to work curse in your life. And he has no right to, but he's an outlaw. He'll do anything he can get by with. And so that's why the Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So you need to be able to say, no, well, hold on. That's part of the curse of the law. No, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And there are times I've been very specific about it. I'll say, according to Deuteronomy 28 and call the verse, that's part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So you can't put that on me. You can't work that in my life. Get out of here. I bind you and shut you down in Jesus' name. And folks like that, the enemy has a hard time with doing things in their life. And that's exactly what you and I want. Deuteronomy 28, we saw that he said, verse 1, it'll come to pass if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. And we said the way we fulfill this in the New Testament is three main ways. Instead of trying to be right by keeping the law, the just shall live by faith and walk by faith. That's the first one. And then secondly, there is a new commandment, right? In the new covenant, as to love each other as he has loved us. And Romans and other places says, if you do that, you fulfill the law. You fulfill the whole law. And then thirdly, Galatians says, if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Being led by the Spirit is how we function and operate today. Now, if you are breaking the law and claiming you're led by the Spirit, you are not. Right? The Holy Spirit did not lead you to break the Ten Commandments. Right? To lie, to steal, to covet, or no. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you in line with these things, even if you didn't know them. If you've never read them, if you're praying and listening to Him, He'll lead you to do things. Later on, you'll find out, that was in the Bible. I've been doing the Bible. Yeah, because you got the author of the Bible living inside you, leading you. Everybody said out loud, live by faith. Walk in love. Be led by the Spirit. Now you do that, and that's the New Testament way of fulfilling all of this. And so he said, if you'll do this, verse 2, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Now, I don't mind being run over by a blessing. Do you? Overtake means it ran after you. It caught you and just ran over you. Well, you know, the psalmist talked about that, and he didn't. I will dwell, surely, rather, goodness and mercy will what?
Follow me
all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, it doesn't just need to be chasing you the whole time. It needs to catch you. Is that right? And come on you and overtake you. What? Blessing. And then he describes practically how it manifests in your life. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Well, you're pretty much either in town or country, right? And blessed will be the fruit of your body. That's your children, your grandkids. Now, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine, the flocks of your sheep. This is material. This is financial. This is material. Much of their wealth was in their livestock, and they were agrarian society. And still today, this is how we eat, right? But whatever it is, the blessing affects the material realm of your life. And like we said yesterday's class, if it's blessing, it's the will of God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Now, don't let this be too simple for you. This, if you get this forever settled like a pillar of truth in you, this will deliver you from confusion. It will deliver you from vulnerability about issues in the future. Say it out loud. If it's blessing,
it's the will of God
for me.
For
everybody.
Everybody.
Now, what if it's curse?
It's not the will of God.
It is not. If it's curse, it is not the will of God. It could never be the will of God. So this thing about, well, you know, I know it looks bad and it looks like a curse, you know, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise. That's akin to blasphemy.
Yes.
Are y'all listening now?
Yes.
And the scripture warns us in Isaiah 5, God warned us, woe unto him who calls good evil and evil good. No, a blessing is good. A curse is bad. Never does a curse become something good. Never does a blessing become something bad. Never does the devil become something good. Never does God become something bad. Ever. Ever. With anybody, for any reason. One more time, I'm going, coming around real slow here. If it's a blessing, help me out. Help me out. If it's a blessing, it is God's will for who? For me? Who else? Everybody. All the time. Anywhere. Can you see, that's one reason I'm saying this series the way I am. Abundant provision is always God's will. For us all. What's one of the reasons? See, we're reason number 17 and 18 here. One of the reasons why? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So how can I know it? Because God's will is only blessing. Now people say, well, if God's will was only blessing, that's all that would exist. No. He tells you, I set before you, right? Life, death, blessing, cursing. Then what did he say? I've already foreordained everything and chosen for you. See, people try to say that. It is not true. It is not what God said. What did he say? You choose. You choose. Didn't even tell you which one to pick. Right? Huh? You choose. And if you're sitting there going, which one will I choose? It's life, okay? Life. Choose life. So you can live. Right? Now we're laughing, but most of the world's choosing death. Choosing death. Choosing, refusing to listen. Refusing to believe. Refusing to trust and obey. Not us. Not us. I'm redeemed from the curse. Jesus qualified me for the blessing, and I will listen. I will heed. I'm not of those who won't listen. Blessed will you be in the city, in the field, fruit of your body, all these material things. Blessed shall be your basket and store. Now your basket would be like your wallet or your purse that you're operating out of day to day. Your store would be like your savings account, your investments beyond your... Well, does God want you to have both? Yes. Huh? Yes. Operating yes. funds plus yes. reserves yes. in storehouses. He said he will... You'll be blessed when you come in. You'll be blessed when you go out. Now, you're pretty much either going or coming. Right? Huh? Should we get this in our mouth?
Yes.
Should we? Okay, I'm leaving the house. I'm going out. So what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Look at here. I just got in the city limits. I'm blessed. Is that right? Look, I'm in the country. I'm blessed. Just got back home. Coming back in. Blessed, blessed, blessed. We should get this in our mouth because the blessing is real. It is not some fictitious, some imaginary, ethereal thing. It is the real power of God working on your behalf every step you take, going in front of you, preparing things, helping you, strengthening you, providing for you, protecting you. Can you see that in these verses?
Yes.
It's all there. The blessing. We should be blessing minded and very averse to the curse. Is that right? Any indication of curse, we go, oh no. No, I've been redeemed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse. I'm a blessing only. Blessing only. He said, the Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They'll come out one way and flee before you seven ways. The blessing has the power to confuse your enemies.
Yes.
You see this? And to work confusion and disorder among anybody trying to hurt you.
That's right.
They come to hurt you in a united fashion, and then they rush into the blessing and go, what are we doing? What are we doing? I believe I'll just hit you instead. Well, didn't we see this before? The enemies of God's people that turn around, fight each other, kill each other. This blessing is something else, I'm telling you. This blessing, it is something else. And so he said, verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Oh man, this is you got way beyond daily operating funds. You got multiple storage places, right? And the Lord is so serious. I mean, when's the last time you heard the Lord say, I'm commanding blessing on you in this area? Whew. We need to agree with him.
Yes.
We need to say it ourselves, right? Yes. Say it out loud. He commands, blessing, on me in my storehouses. And then he went to say, in all that you set your hand to, he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Now, how big is that? How big is that? In all you put your hand to. I mean, he just covered massive amounts of every, said out loud, everything,
everything
I put my hand to.
My hand to.
He blesses.
He blesses.
Praise God. Well, that certainly affects you and your house and your job and your work and your interaction with peoples and everything I go to do, everywhere I go. Didn't he paint this picture? Going, coming, city, country, right? Everything you got, everything you do, blessed, 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 blessed. This is the will of God. Let me go over it again. If it's in the blessing, it's God's will, right? For me and for everybody. Somebody said, well, yeah, but not everybody's experiencing it. I know, because not everybody listens, right? Massive amounts of people have completely rejected God and forsaken him. And he devotes the last part of the chapter to those folks who won't listen, right? Cursed. But he didn't start off with the curse. Because if you listen, you never get into the curse, right? Curse doesn't apply to you. And if everybody would listen, that'd be the end of the chapter. Everybody's blessed. Hallelujah. Yay. No, but there's a bunch of hard heads. And by the grace of God, we're not going to be that. Now notice he said, verse 9, the Lord shall establish you a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Let me ask you again, in the new covenant, how do we do that? Living by faith. Is that right? Walking in love. Being led by the Spirit. How much ground does that cover? That's all day, every day. And so, verse 10, now notice this. And the people, all people of the earth shall what?
See.
They shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. They'll see what? Well, all these previous verses was what? Blessing, blessing, blessing. God's intent is that the ungodly see the blessing on our lives. And that we don't take credit for it. We give honor to whom honor is due. And we acknowledge that it wasn't just our hard work or our effort or our smarts. It was the blessing, helping us, keeping us, protecting us. And God's will is that people that are lost, that don't believe in God, keep, they're under the curse. And so it's not going to, no matter what they might achieve, they're going to lose it. It's not right. They're not going to be able to enjoy it. And they should be able to look at genuine believers and the blessing in their life and how they are just blessed month after month, year after year, how they and their children and their stuff are kept and protected and increased and multiplied. And at some point, a reasonable person would go, maybe I need to change groups, right? Maybe I need to, I'm not blessed. I need to get out of the curse. This has always been God's will and God's plan, is that people see the blessing on our life, which, and part of that blessing is increase. Look at the very next verse. The Lord will make you what? Plenteous in what?
Goods.
Stuff. Plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, fruit of your ground, the land the Lord sware your fathers to give you. He will open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain in your land in this season, to bless all the work of your hand. You'll lend to many nations. Lend what? Well, man, if you can't even pay your electric bill, you can't lend anybody, right? Huh? This is an ability. The blessing results in abilities and increased abilities. He said, he'll bless all the work of your hand. You'll lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. You don't need to. You have extra. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Now let's just stop right here. Is this the word of God?
Yes.
Is this the blessing?
Yes.
So what is it? It's the will of God, right? For who?
For me.
And for anybody. Everybody that'll listen. Now, why am I saying this? Because you've got people that preach and teach that you may be on the bottom, but God needs people on the bottom. And, you know, you're working hard and trying to get there, but then you just get taken advantage of and run over and pushed down. But, you know, you just have to realize that it's God's mysterious plan some way. For what? For me to be the tail? For me to be the bottom? For me to stay on the bottom? You, as you get in the next part of the chapter, he's very specifically saying, if you're cursed, you'll be the tail. You'll be the bottom, right? You'll need everything. You won't have anything. If it's the curse, come on, help me out. If it's the curse, it cannot be God's will for me or for anybody. It could never be the will of God, the curse. So no. And see, you know as well as I'm saying, people have a bunch of twisted ideas trying to explain things away and make excuses for failures. Huh? Yeah. Failures and lack and destruction. And it's the enemy, and many times he has confused people. He has deceived people. And he is just stealing, killing, destroying from God's people and then telling them, well, you just need to submit to the will of God. You know, he has a plan in all of this, and people need to see that you can suffer, you know, honorably and admirably. Where's that at? I like this. Head, not the tail, above, not beneath. And this isn't that somebody's something they got in a book at theology school. I'm reading the B-I-B-L-E. Is that right? This is truth. This is right. This is good. Say it out loud. If it's blessing, it's the will of God. It's always the will of God for me. If it's a curse, it could never be the will of God. Ever for me. Hallelujah. Our time's up again today. Well, we're going to get into more detail about what we've been redeemed from on the following lessons. We'll see you soon here in Faith School. I've got the victory.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.